The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So hello everyone, welcome. And as an introduction to today's meditation, it's as if we have two bodies, two physical bodies that we, one, that's the body we have when we're not mindful. The other, when we are mindful of the body, we have two minds, two thinking minds. One when we are not mindful, not aware of what we're thinking, and one that is when we're aware, when we're mindful. We have two emotional bodies. When we're not aware of our emotions, and when we're aware of our emotions. We have two faculties of intentionality, of motivation, of purpose, of desire. And there's one that when we're aware, and one when we're not aware. It's a world of difference. It's almost as if we live in two worlds. We live in a world when we're not aware of the world, lost in our thoughts, and we live in a different world when we're aware. And this idea that we live in being aware and not being aware is so radically different. It's like two different worlds, different causes and conditions come into play when we're not aware than when we are aware. It's almost as if we have two selves, that which we, who we are and how we behave and exist when we're not aware and when we are aware. And so a huge part of Buddhist practice of Satipatthana, the main part of it, is to live a life that is aware. As we do this meditation, see if you can see the difference between what's happening when you're not aware, maybe you realize it afterwards, and when you are aware. And let the awareness be, and not be something that you have to work at. Maybe you have to work at remembering to be aware. Maybe you have to work to come back to awareness. Maybe you have to work at hanging in there with it, letting go of the distractions. But don't let awareness be work. Let awareness be something you allow to be there. And sometimes you're aware of the body, sometimes the feelings, sometimes mind states, emotions. Sometimes the mental processes and purposes, desires, aversions, aspirations. Sometimes sounds, all kinds of things. So see if you can see the difference between when you're aware in a relaxed way, almost effortless way, and when you're not aware at all. And in between that, is the practice of coming back, of waking up, of letting go. But you're waking up and letting go into something which is easy, effortless, just to know what's happening in the simplest possible way. So we'll sit quietly, and I hope you enjoy the world of awareness. And you come into awareness. How do things change? That's different if they don't come into awareness. Thinking when it comes into awareness, emotions, body experiences. As we come to the end of this sitting, there's a world of difference when we're with other people and we're aware clearly, openly, a sense of presence, really present for someone, versus not being aware, or not being aware of our abiding in our thoughts, our judgments, our anxieties, our expectations, all kinds of ways in which simple awareness is complicated when we're with other people. And there is a world of difference between having all these complications in our relationship to other people, present as we're with them, and being aware and not know it, and then being aware of it, being aware of how we are and the unnecessary complications we make. Not to judge it, but simply to be aware, to know that that's happening. It's a different world when we trust awareness. The awareness that protects us from rushing ahead and believing and doing the things that maybe are not so healthy. And to what we learn in meditation, mindfulness meditation, may be something we bring with us into the world of other people, so that we know how to be present for others with real awareness, uncomplicated awareness. So that when the people we're with are distressed, we are not distressed, but we're there, present, understanding how they are, empathic. When others are grieving, let us be present, aware, kindly, openly, understandingly, and not be caught in the web of sadness and grief. To remember to be aware. When the people we're with are dying, to have learned the ability to be present, aware, in an uncomplicated way, fully there, is a gift. May it be that this practice of satipatthana that we do, may we bring it into the world so that we can love the world, care for the world, see wisely the world, and be protected from the inner tendencies we have that make things more difficult and harmful. May we, through practice of awareness, be a source of welfare and happiness for the world. Thank you.